Kimberly K. Reynolds officially became Iowa's 43rd governor and the state's first female chief executive in formal ceremonies at the State House yesterday. She outlined some policy goals in an inauguration-style speech. A key Democrat in the legislature hopes she will work across party lines. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
First, Governor Branstad had to formally resign.
And now I'm pleased to present my letter of resignation as I prepare for this exciting new adventure as the United States Ambassador to the People's Republic of China. So here it is.
Then the attention shifted to the State House Rotunda, where Kim Reynolds was sworn in before invited guests and friends.
I am incredibly honored to stand before you this morning as the governor of this great state.
Reynolds told her personal story growing up in small-town Iowa and her progress in public life from Clark County Treasurer and beyond, but not before first acknowledging a big debt to Governor Branstad, who propelled her into statewide office when he chose her as his running mate in 2010.
First Governor Ambassador, I'm going to take a while to get used to that. Thank you so much for having the confidence in me to serve as your Lieutenant Governor. You have believed in me, sometimes more than I believed in myself.
Looking back, Reynolds summarized what she believes are the accomplishments of her years serving with Branstad, including economic development. In her words, they restored liberties and protected life. Looking ahead, her goals include tax reform, energy policy, good schools for kids, and job training for adults. For her time serving out Branstad's term, Reynolds will have a Republican legislature to work with, but she says she worked across the aisle with Democrats when she was a minority Republican in the Iowa Senate.
Where I come from, party label didn't matter nearly as much as getting the job done.
One top Democrat in attendance, Senate Minority Leader Rob Hoeg, was listening when Reynolds praised bipartisanship.
If she's serious about working across party lines like she said she was in that speech, we stand ready to work with her.
Hoeg says as governor, Reynolds can insist that bipartisan legislation reaches her desk, not what he calls the one-sided Republican bills that distinguished the last session. In her prepared remarks, Reynolds called for a long-term solution for water quality, but that wasn't in her delivered speech. Hoeg says Reynolds has a chance to do better than Branstad on that issue. Overall, Reynolds did not make too big a deal over being the first female governor, but she couldn't let it pass altogether.
So while I have some pretty tough shoes to fill, I am really excited to step into my heels and on behalf of Iowa, work hard every single day.
She said she hopes when her term is through, it will be an afterthought that she was the first woman in the office. But for many in the crowd, it was a big deal.
It's just a great day for women and for Iowans.
That's Iowa Law Enforcement Academy Director Judy Bradshaw, one of dozens of Branstad administration appointees at the ceremony.
You know, I've worked for her and Governor Branstad for the last 2 years. Very well organized, very competent. You know, I'm very supportive of her, and I just hope her tenure lasts.
Meanwhile, the tenure of other Branstad appointees is coming to an end. Reynolds announced new appointments to Chief of Staff, Chief Legal Counsel, and Press Secretary. Other Branstad staff will take on new jobs, and others stay put in the new Reynolds administration. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.